Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball four. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field. Burns picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burns. Hoover goes all the way around to score. Wakefield moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Higgins trying to get to home. Lobbs throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Higgins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards bunts towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Hollingsworth covering. Safe. Bloodworth moves to third. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Richards moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoover bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to third for the out. Trucks moves to second. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trucks scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Paul Dean now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Paul Dean. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. There goes Schultz. The throw from Richards to second, and Schultz is out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hefner now playing second base. Sid Peterson now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Chartak moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chartak scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. There goes Stevens. The throw from Richards to Hoover, and Stevens is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Sid Peterson. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Criscola moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Criscola scores. Clift moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trout. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.